Well, good morning, and we welcome you to Clinton Bible Fellowship, and we're so happy you're here. We're happy to have Lighthouse Community here, too, with us, and Pastor Saunders, who's going to be filling in for Pastor Furches, who, as you know, is away on vacation. Pray for him and his family. They're on the, mega driving part of their trip this week. They're going to Kentucky and Ohio. They're going to go see the Ark. Sounds pretty exciting that was built out there, the replica of Noah's Ark. And we just want to hold them up in prayer. Before we start the service, oh, by the way, I got to say this. Who went to the Memorial Day service at Hammond Asset last week? Was that amazing? Praise God. You know, that was like the only pocket of sunshine, like hardly that weekend, was when we were there. It was crazy. God is so awesome. Let's open in a word of prayer and praise him and thank him. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you because you're such a great and awesome God. We praise you and thank you because we know and can have assurance that you are in control of everything, that you're omnipotent. Lord God, that you're everywhere, omniscient. You never leave us, and that you're omniscient. You know everything, Lord. And Lord, you blessed us so abundantly last week outside at Hammond Asset State Park. We just again want to give you the praise and glory that the sun actually shined. It shouldn't surprise us, Lord, because you're in control of everything. And Lord, we thank you for the glorious sun today, for the beauty of your creation. Lord, help us not to take it for granted. Help us to look around and see your handiwork in everything. Everything. Lord God, help us to rejoice. Help us to look up at the heavens that declare your handiwork. Lord God, we love you and we praise you. We thank you that you gave us your holy word. We thank you for the truth that's in your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you even told us what it's going to be like when you come back. And we go to heaven to be with you forever. Lord God, we praise you that you loved us so much you sent your son to die for us, that we didn't have to stay lost and pay a price that we could never pay for our sins, but that your son shed his innocent blood for our sins. Lord God, may we not take these things for granted. Lord God, we rejoice in our salvation for the hope that is found in you. And Lord God, help us please to be faithful, to keep our focus, to seek you first, to trust in you. Lord, we read these words, and I think sometimes we don't apply them and we don't live them because we start looking horizontally at our lives instead of vertically. Lord God, help us to look up to you. Help us to cast our eyes upon you. Lord God, you are truly an amazing God. We thank you for your amazing grace and mercy, for giving us what we do not deserve. Thank you for loving us. Lord God, we lift up this service now, and we certainly pray for Pastor Saunders as he brings your word to us. Lord God, fill him with a special filling, your Holy Spirit, and may your words that he brings to us be powerful and convict us of the areas that we need conviction on. Lord, we certainly lift up Pastor Zach and his family as they're traveling. Keep them safe. Help them to have a time of replenishment and renewal. Lord God, we're so grateful for your blessings upon this church body. We want to praise you right now and glorify your holy name. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to stand because we're going to praise the Lord in song here this morning. And we're going to sing an awesome song that talks about God's faithfulness being great. If you've experienced God's great faithfulness, say amen. Yeah, God is great and alone worthy to be praised. So let's sing this song, Your Grace is Enough. Here we go.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart.
Thank you for that, Lord.
So remember your people,
that, say amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This time, I believe Rick and Terry are away. So I'm going to go over some announcements real quick, okay? If you want to take a look in your bulletins, that'd be fantastic. There's a lot of stuff going on. Do not forget, as a matter of fact, if you haven't signed up, sign up. Registration forms are on the table in the foyer, that we have a mega sports camp coming and going to be put on right here June 18th, mega sports camp. There's a meeting for all those involved in this ministry following Sunday school. That's going to be happening during the day. We've changed that up a little bit. I just encourage you to be involved. Linda, are you here? I believe the actual date of the camp is going to be July 10th through the 14th. But there's a big meeting following Sunday school on the 18th. Is that correct, Linda? Let me get that straight. All right. There's an awesome women's Bible study. I heard great things about the last one. That was at Jane Lewis's house. And thank you, Jane, for hosting that. There's an awesome Bible study that's going to be happening. It's a six-week study. It's going to be from 7 to 8:30 on a book called The Broken Way. And Sue Salemi is going to lead that. If you have any questions or want to sign up, again, in the foyer. And in the future, I just encourage you, June 17th, there's a men's fellowship breakfast. Gentlemen, you can make your way down while I just finish up here, please. June 17th, there's a men's fellowship breakfast. Sign up for that. If you have any questions, see Vern. He's in the sound booth. And then one of our favorite events, I think you'd agree, that happened throughout the year are the snaps, the Sunday night at Pastors. It could be anything from miniature golf and Old Saybrook to who knows what. This one is going to be a campfire out behind Pastor's house with food and devotion and a lot of fun and fellowship. So I encourage you to participate in that. That's going to be a great time. This time I'm going to ask Tom, would you please bless the offering for us?
Father, it's at this point in time, Father, we come to you and give back to you a great portion of what you have blessed us with. We ask you, Lord, to take these monies and use them to bring you honor and glory that you do so deserve. And we ask them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Bruce. That was awesome. You guys can please stand. You know, who doesn't love that song? Everybody singing it like I was in their chair? I'm like, oh, man. I kind of wish we were singing that song. But, It made me think of something while I was sitting there. I had the privilege to lead another vet from Vietnam to the Lord. And, you know, when you accept Jesus as your Savior for the first time, I mean, you know that you need to believe by faith and trust in Him and ask Him forgiveness for his sins. But honestly, you don't know about all the other stuff that's coming. You know what I'm saying? And so he's in hospice care, actually. And so we're talking. I'm like, I told him, hey, did you read any other book of Revelation back here? And so we're talking, and I went into the section that talked about heaven, which is what triggered that thought in there, about streets of gold and pearly gates, and it's going to be so bright that Jesus is going to light up the whole place. We're not going to need a sun or anything. And man, it's easy to stop and forget about that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just because life is beating you over the head and beating you over the head. And he's like, really? I mean, it was like a kid at Christmas time. What? I'm like, yeah. I mean, he was just excited to trust in Jesus, but he didn't know anything about the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'll live with him eternally. But what does that mean? Are you with me? Are you everybody tracking? I just think it's awesome. It's just so cool. And praise God that we will be with him in heaven forever. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to sing an awesome song that you well know. It's hymn number 404, The Solid Rock. Bible that a wise man builds his house upon the rock. The rock. You know, in the Coast Guard, I wasn't so fond of rocks because rocks and boats don't go so well, if you didn't know that. But speaking of immovable objects, there was times when I came back from sea and we tied up and I kissed the ground because I didn't know if we were coming home. A lot of praying on those trips. And how great to stand on a firm foundation. Can I get a witness? Amen? A firm foundation. God is so great. Let's keep singing about what's going to happen.
He's coming on the clouds, kings and kingdoms with.
said. Amen. That was another truth that I shared with my newly saved friend. Well, what about all those people that get away with all? Every knee is going to bow. Amen. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everyone. Even the ones that refuse to now. Just rejoice in Jesus so much. I hope you guys just all keep that in your mind often. I know we struggle. We all struggle. But Jesus is the Messiah. Let's sing about it right now.
Because his righteousness.
belly, Father. We just praise you. And we thank you because you are Lord of all, and our hope is only found in you. You are always faithful, and we are not so much. But you know that about us. And we just pray that you'll help us all to stay on track, to be committed 100%, to follow in the footsteps we're supposed to follow in, and not the wrong ones, to stay on that narrow path, to be a light. Help us all to be a light, Lord, to not just keep the secret of our salvation a secret, because it's not. It's one of the things we are supposed to tell other people about. Lord God, we love you and we praise you. And we thank you that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we got two things going on. The children are going to be dismissed to children's church. And we'd like to welcome Pastor Saunders. He has been such an amazing blessing to us, filled in when Pastor got hurt real bad, as you're well aware. And is so excited to have them at Hammonasset State Park with us last week. Praise the Lord. So, Pastor, we just want to welcome you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.